We all fall down. Perhaps it is a case of bad karma, or simply a matter of being more prone to life's little accidents, but I hit my head and fell hard this time around. Face down on the bathroom floor, I watched my blood escape from me, spreading across the cool ceramic tiles like an oil slick, too bright and theatrical to be real. A scarlet river seeped into the grout, which will be murder to clean. The flow hit the edge of the bathtub and pooled like water behind a dam. I blinked, and in that instant the blood became a secondary concern to the hole in the back of my head, not so much the fact of the wound, but the persistent sharpness of pain around the edges. Yet even the knot of it weighs lightly against the mysterious cause of my immediate predicament. I have an overpowering urge to reach back and stick my fingers over the wound to investigate the aperture and determine the radius of my consternation. But despite the willful signals of my brain, my arms will not obey, and I cannot alter a single aspect of my situation. Which is, I have landed in an awkward position, my left arm pinned beneath me, my right extending straight out as if to catch something or break my fall, my legs and lower half stretched out in the dark and silent hall, and on the threshold, bisecting me neatly, would be my belt if I were wearing any clothes. But I am regretfully and completely naked, and the jam presses uncomfortably into my abdomen and hips. I have a hole in the back of my head and cannot move, although the pain is becoming a distant memory. Just a second ago, I turned on the light, having awakened in the middle of the night to relieve my bladder, and something struck me down. A conk on the skull, and my body pitched to the floor like dead weight. My left shoulder is beginning to throb, so perhaps it struck the edge of the commode as I fell. The bathroom fan hums a monotonous tune, and harsh light pours down from the ceiling fixture. Through the open window, the warm, late-night air stirs the curtain from time to time. Falling seems to have happened in another lifetime. Even as I tumbled, stupefaction began to gnaw at me and consume all. In that nanosecond between the blow and timber, my mind began to hone in on the who and the why. When the hardness struck bone just at the base of my skull, an inch above my neck, when I began to lose balance and propel headfirst to the floor, my vision instantly sharpened as never before. All the objects in the room lost dimension, clarified, flattened as if outlined in sharp, bold black, a cartoon of space. I saw for the very first time the cunning design of the sink, the way the dish and the soap were made for each other, the nickel handles curved for the hand, the faucet preened like a swan, a hairbrush, its teeth clogged with the tangles of many crowns, lay pointed in the wrong direction, that is, the handle was on the inside of the counter rather than the more conventional placement at the outer edge. A fine coating of mineral deposit from 1,000 showers clung to the folds of the partially opened curtain, and one of the aquamarine rings had lost its grip on the deep blue plastic fabric, forlorn and forgotten on the rod. The floor sped to meet my face. Not just the pleasing geometry of tiles, but all the detritus of the human body, the hair and scruff and leavings. And as I fell, I thought a good scrubbing was definitely overdue.